الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran, and we are Quran Quest, the program that studies the Quran with our dear and beloved Brother Habib. Brother Habib, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for being with us.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
So we're going through the verses of chapter 74 of the Quran. Let's listen to verses 18 onwards and we'll be back for today's discussion. Stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
سَأُرْهِقُهُ صَعُودًا
I will cover him with arduous torment.
إِنَّهُ فَكَّرَ وَقَدَّرَ
Indeed, he thought and deliberated.
فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ
So may he be destroyed for how he deliberated.
ثُمَّ قُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرُ
Then may he be destroyed for how he deliberated.
ثُمَّ نَظَرُ
Then he considered again.
ثُمَّ عَبَسَ وَبَسَرُ
Then he frowned and scowled.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and you just listened to verses 18 onwards from chapter 74 of the Quran. So let's just put ourselves in context here, Brother Habib. We're talking about this fellow called Al-Walid ibn al-Mughira, who was incredibly rich. He heard the Quran. He was deeply moved. He knew that this is not poetry, it's God's words. And yet he decided to call it sorcery because he didn't want to accept that it's God's words. And he did that even though God had given him all the blessings he could think of, and he even extended his blessings to him. He expected even more. So we reached verse 17 where God says, Soon I will overwhelm him with hardship.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising this person for his actions, for the way that he thought he was, for the method that he dealt with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi and the miracles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the light of guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking that he was going to be gaining more rewards, rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was going to give him or is going to give him an arduous torment, a severe punishment, in return for his actions that he had and for, let's say, disusing his blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put upon him and blessed him with.
Is this punishment expected in the world or in the hereafter?
It's expected in the hereafter.
Not in the world. So
there are some situations where the concept of al-raj'ah comes up. And I'm quite in shock that some Muslims don't know, Shia Muslims don't know about the factor of al-raj'ah and the Shia at the time of Imam Sadiq till like the time of Sheikh al-Mufid, Sheikh al-Tusi, even the scholars of the Hilla Hawza, they knew the fact of al-raj'ah, the concept of al-raj'ah was something put in their minds and in their head. Inna raj'atakum haqq, Ziyarat al-Yasin, for example. So also available in Ziyarat al-Nahi al-Muqaddasa, Sheikh al-Saduq narrates. And at the end of the day, there might be punishment in this world, and there might be punishment in the hereafter. But this is looking at the hereafter.
I mean, in regards to Al-Walid, was it a worldly punishment or...?
It looks like, the parent meaning of it is actually the hereafter.
Uh-huh. Okay, thank you very much. Let's take a break now and we'll be back right after the break. Don't go away.
إن سألتم عن إلهي فهو رحمن رحيم أنزل الشارع حنيفا رحمة للعالمين رحمة للعالمين.
This is Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio. It's a program that attempts to answer your questions pertaining to the Noble Quran. We'd be delighted to have your comments about the program. Just search Quran Quest on IRIB English Radio.
If you ask me who my God is, on whose name I call, if you ask me who my God is, He's the God of us all, Allah the Merciful. If you ask me what my book is that I hold in my hand, if you ask me what my book is, it's the Holy Quran, the Holy Quran.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. So we're with Brother Habib, and we're on chapter 74 of the Quran. On verse 18, it's talking about some of the details about Al-Wali's decision. Indeed, he reflected and decided. So it wasn't like a decision that he suddenly made. He thought about it. He sat down, he thought about it, and then he made a decision that he's going to oppose God subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I understanding correctly?
Not opposing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was opposing, and that is why he was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
But rather, he was thinking of how to deal with the Quran, how to refute the Quran, and how to aid Quraysh in fighting the miracle of the Quran.
Mm-hmm.
So he sat down, or he stood up in the story that we talked about, and he just started thinking. And now the beauty about the Quran is that it goes into details of how he was thinking, you know, and this really goes back to ilm al-nafs, or I don't know what you call it in psychology, right?
Yeah.
Like where you look at the body language and everything about that person and how he's thinking. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, like my wife tells me that when you're thinking, you keep on moving your hand.
Uh-huh.
Even though when you're eating, you're like, you're moving your hand and doing this and that. And, you know, like I'm eating, but I'm moving my hand like this because I'm thinking. So there is this beauty in the detail that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into. And that's that, you know, fakkara wa qaddara. He's planning and thinking about how to deliberate and what to say concerning the Quran and how he might discredit the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues and states, فَقُتِلَ كَيْفَ قَدَّرَ. May he be cursed and punished. How did he plan? This plan was so devilish.
It was so
wicked.
Evil.
It was so evil. And it just opened the path of denying people the light of guidance.
It's repeated twice.
Yes.
If you're wondering how evil this plan was. Perish he, how he decided. Again, perish he, how he decided.
Again.
So it must have been a really good plan.
Yes, it was. It did help. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed him.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why the curse is here. And that really just shows you why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into details. Because the question that you didn't ask Hussein, and some people might have popped up, was like, all right, why is he deserving of an all-terminate, like a severe punishment? Allah's the one that blessed him. All right, he didn't believe. All right, so then, what's next? No, because the people who deserve to be cursed are cursed because they have deliberately denied the people light of guidance.
Mm-hmm.
The true purpose of life has been ruined by these people.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to, stray the path of guidance, the purpose of life. They wanted to enslave people. That's the reality. Because the only way human beings can get the desires that they want, that desire that has been criticized and rebuked, wanting to rule the world, أنا ربكم الأعلى, I am your Lord, the Highness, I am your Highness, right? You cannot reach that unless you have servants. You cannot be a god unless you have servants. And they wanted to enslave people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations are one in His eyes. We've talked about this. And the only people that the only way that we differ is by what? At-taqwa. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Imam alayhi wasalam themselves state, إِنَّ حَقَّ النَّاسَ بِالْعِبَادَ وَالْوَرَعَ وَالْتَقْوَى. The people who should be really afraid of Allah and fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are who? Al-Anbiya wal-Awsiya. The prophets and their successors. They are the ones that should be closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by this. They should be the ones that are being fearful of Allah, worshipping Allah, knowing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Mm-hmm.
And the religion shows us, what about us? What about us? We should be also running in this path. So here, when this person is denying the path of guidance for human beings and straying the path for not people of the generation, for people like me and you, for our children to come. This person deserves not only severe punishment, he deserves to be the severe punishment for eternity. Not only that, but may he be cursed for the way that he thought. Mm-hmm. How did he plan this? Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Very clear explanations. Let's take a short break and then we'll be back for the last part of today's program. Don't go away. You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest, and we are on chapter 74, Surah Al-Muddathir. And we're talking about Al-Walid ibn Mughira, who, regardless of all the blessings that God subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him, and even though he had understood that these are the words of God, he decided to oppose the revelation with the evilest plan by calling it sorcery. On verse 20 onwards, God goes into more details about Al-Walid and his decision. Then he looked, then frowned and scowled. Then he walked away disdainfully, saying, "It is nothing but traditional sorcery. It is nothing but the speech of a human."
I don't know why, but I just remember the Disney movie when you read the recited the verse, and reminded me like this character, right? He's sitting down and then he's thinking, he's reconsidering. Then he frowns. And then he scowled. The meaning of scowled is like...
It's like kind of screaming, but with pain.
Like it's like that, anger. Right? Like that frown, you know, that frown where like your eyebrows are up and the skin on your forehead is wrinkled up and stuff. Something like that, right? And then he continues to say, and then he starts to, he turns away and he turns his back, like in Disney movies, with arrogance. Because I've seen it in a Disney movie. I forgot from where.
Almost all of them.
Yeah. So anyway, like the way that he brings it up, the way that he thinks about it, the way that he reconsiders it, his movement, his body language when thinking about this. This is the devil in his own eye. This is the devil that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is illustrating.
The embodiment of
the devil. Devil learns from him. Mm-hmm. The devils learn from him. That's the capability of human beings. When they want to become ashaddu kufra, they can become ashaddu kufra.
They can become at the most extremes of disbelief.
Yes. فَقَالَ إِنَّ هَذَا سِحْرٌ يُؤْثَرُ. Here comes the response or the conclusion that he reached with his pondering and thinking and his body language that was detailed in these verses, and that is Muhammad has not brought anything
but sorcery,
other than sorcery,
a strong sorcery.
Yeah, of course, sihr and yu'thar,
effective.
Yeah, an effective sorcery. So it's nothing other than sorcery. It's nothing other than sorcery. It's not lies. It's not that he's crazy, because you can't say he's crazy. You can't say he's a liar. He's known as a Sadiq al-Amin. You can't say he's soothing people. You can't say it's a poem. It's not a poem. We're Arab. We know this. He's a sorcerer. And that hurt the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam. It really did hurt the Prophet. Why? Because he knew. It helped. It really helped other people.
It was very effective. How do you disprove this?
That's the thing. One of the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi is that the way that he made people believe in him. Mm-hmm. It reached to a point where what? Where al-khayr kulluhu tahta as-sayf. This might be kind of, you know, like you're looking at it in a bad way. Sometimes the only answer and the last resort is to fall into battle. Mm-hmm. So that's when you look at the battles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you understand that in some scenarios the only reason why they would believe in the Prophet was because they lost in the war, regardless of whether the Prophet started the war or not. That's a topic by itself. And there are some situations, for example, this story really just popped up to my mind right now. The factor of al-ghira, or what do you call it in English? Zeal. Like that zeal, that jealousy, that protectiveness towards your woman.
Sensitivity, yeah.
And he wanted to behead one of the captives who was fighting against him. And when he wanted to do so, Gabriel came to the Prophet and said, "Do not decapitate him." Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he has zeal, he has ghira. Mm-hmm. So he told him, "I'm not going to decapitate you." Why? Because this is Allah saying this and this to me. And he said, "You have zeal and we respect that." The person said, "Really? In that case, I want to enter your religion." Mm-hmm. This shows you something. There's this behind to it, that there is this propaganda against the Prophet. Yet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, with all the propaganda that was available, he was able to put Islam in the Arab Peninsula. Mm-hmm. And Islam grew and grew and grew, regardless of whether the way the Muslims that call themselves Muslim and how they made it grow, without the true Imam, without the true Caliph, it grew. Mm-hmm. And to this day,
we see people
respecting their religion. We don't see people respecting the religion more than Muslims. Like, we are overprotective
of our faith.
Of our faith. And in a good way, right? Mm-hmm. In a good way. So, alhamdulillah, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep on guiding us. Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim wa hada'ana Allah bi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa
sallam. Thank you very much, Brother Habib. It's always nice talking to you. I'm afraid that's all the time that we have. But don't worry if you missed this episode. You can always download this episode or an archive of our previous episodes from our website. Simply search IRIBE English Radio, Quran Quest. Until next week, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.